We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Before we get to the Good Vibe Tribe, I have some Google Trends for you, Kennedy, about Thanksgiving and what people are looking for before we get to Thanksgiving, okay? The most Googled turkey cooking technique is, what do you think most people want to...
Deep fry.
In the oven.
Yep. Smoked turkey is number one in most states. Everybody wants to know how to smoke a turkey. Also, roast turkey is the most popular search in the Northeast and Hawaii. The only state where fried turkey tops the list is Louisiana. The most searched pies in the past week are pumpkin, pecan, apple, sweet potato, and mud pie. We're already thinking about leftovers. The top searches include leftover sandwich, leftover soup, leftover pot pie, and leftover egg rolls.
Mm. Egg rolls.
Y'all, yeah. If y'all have leftovers, please bring them to me.
I will.
How many days do you feel like your leftovers are good for?
Yes,
I definitely,
a week. The answer is yes.
I push the boundaries of my personal health.
I would say
health.
A week.
Through the following weekend. So yeah. You have
I
all
concur.
Of this weekend and
I concur.
The next weekend. At next Sunday, that is the end when we clean out the fridge. The most searched Thanksgiving drinks. Anybody want to take a guess?
Like what wine pairings might be?
Apple cider.
Apple cider's on there. Punch is on there. Number one is sangria.
I was going to say, my mind went right to alcoholic drinks.
Yeah.
A boozy apple cider.
A lot of people skipped big Thanksgivings last year, so more people than usual are getting ready to meet the parents. So the top what to wear searches for Thanksgiving include what to wear to dinner with my boyfriend's family and what to wear to dinner with my girlfriend's family.
Ladies, I would suggest leggings and a cute sweater. That way you're comfortable, but still fashionable.
Yeah, you got to let that, like, your belly stretch.
Yeah, we can't have any bodycon type things.
I was going to wear a skirt tomorrow, but I'm like,
no,
and for what? My parents?
Why do you have to look up what to wear to meet your boyfriend and girlfriend's parents?
Because people get really nervous. I don't know.
It's a nerve-wracking thing.
I know
to someone else's house for Thanksgiving.
I get all of that, but to have to look it up, just dress nice.
Well, what's nice?
Nicer than you normally dress. One step up.
What if you would only wear sweats every day?
Well, then you step it up to jeans and a collared shirt. And if you wear jeans and a collared shirt all the time, you step it up to khakis and a button-down shirt.
Okay, and so they just looked it up level to see
up.
What that was.
A tux.
Just level up.
I expect Robin a tux.
If you wear a suit every day, you wear a tux to Thanksgiving dinner
sure
to meet
do.
The rents. That's it. And only 9 states are Googling Thanksgiving parade more than Thanksgiving football. The 9 states are Michigan, Illinois, Alabama, North Carolina, West Virginia, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts.
What?
We care more about the parade than we do about Thanksgiving football.
Oh, well, then I am in the minority.
That is.
I don't give a damn about that parade.
I watch it every year. DVR it. Watch it all afternoon long. It's my favorite.
Do you not watch the Broadway performances in the beginning?
I mean,
not really.
Dan, if I'm at someone else's house and it's on, yes, but...
That's my favorite
It comes
part.
On before football, though, Dan. That's the thing. It's early.
It's early.
Yeah, like starts at like 9 a.m. or
he
something.
He said a moving commercial, basically.
You're not wrong about that.
I
watch the Broadway part and leave it alone after that.
You don't want to...
It's just a rolling advertisement.
Yes, this year we'll get to watch Andy Grammer lip sync. It'll be awesome.
I'm here for that, though.
You don't want to hang out with Al Roker on a Thanksgiving morning?
Hey, listen, shout out to Al, but no. They all look very cold out there, too.
All right,
they
let's
do.
Get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
617-931-1234. You can text us in the studio if you know of a story or someone that should be featured in the Good Vibe Tribe. There's a guy in the Bronx. His name is Marty Rogers Kennedy. And he organized a free Thanksgiving dinner through his church, which is something a lot of churches do. But he's in the news because he's been doing it for so long. It started as a free Thanksgiving for seniors, but now it includes the homeless. And he has done it every year since 1977.
Isn't that something?
Holy crap. What a guy.
44 years in a row. A cat in Oregon might be the oldest living cat in the world and could get an official record from Guinness. His name is Sam with two M's. And he is, do you want to guess how old Sam is? Is the oldest cat?
Oldest living cat. Oldest 30.
He's 42.
He's 15.
He is 26. That's wow. 2 years older than the current record holder. The oldest ever was even older, though. A cat in Texas named Cream Puff died in 2005, 3 days after her 38th birthday.
Oh, my God. How do you meow kill me?
Oh, my God.
A cyclist in England who calls himself the Pedaling Picasso just broke a world record for the largest continuous GPS drawing by a bike. He rode over 66 miles and drew a picture of a guy with a mustache to raise money for Movember. A guy in Michigan named Dave Schmidt was getting Taco Bell recently, and he asked the woman working the drive-thru why an RV had been sitting in the parking lot for so long. It turned out the employee he was talking to had been living in it. She and her son had become homeless in February after she fell behind on rent during the pandemic. So once he found out, Dave started coming in as much as possible, giving her any extra money that he had, which helped her move into an apartment. And then he helped even furnish the apartment.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good egg right there, that Dave. Kennedy, I'm going to give you four key websites to get the best possible deals on Black Friday. Are you ready? Get your pens ready. This is going to help you. It's going to get the best deals for the whole weekend. The first one is Camel, Camel, Camel.
I already subscribed to them.
What is that?
You know.
What it does is if you have something in your wish list, it'll let you know if the price changes.
That's cool. It has data on every single product price history on Amazon. So before you buy anything, look it up on Camel, Camel, Camel and make sure it's not usually cheaper somewhere else. So Camel, Camel, Camel. The other one is Simply Codes. There are more coupon codes over this weekend than any other time of the year. Simply Codes has a bigger database of codes than some of the other big coupon sites like RetailMeNot and Honey. So it's your best chance not to miss one. That is Simply Codes. BrickSeek. Have you heard of that one?
No, I haven't heard of that one.
This is old school. If you're shopping in person with BrickSeek, you can look up the inventory of popular products at, say, Walmart, Target, Best Buy, Macy's, and more, so you can see how many are in stock at the locations that you're heading to. So no sense heading to the store
if they don't have
what it is that you're looking for. And Slick Deals Black Friday Forum. It's a community on Slick Deals. It's fantastic at finding amazing Black Friday deals before they sell out. You keep an eye on the forum to get in earlier than the masses on the best deals. So that is Slick Deals Black Friday Forum. Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
All right. So we all know who Dick Vitale is, right?
Yes.
And he has been battling cancer.
Yeah.
And he kind of stepped away after being diagnosed with lymphoma.
Well, for people that don't know, Kennedy, Dick Vitale, one of the greats when it comes to NCAA basketball.
He's a PTPer, baby.
He's a PTPer, that's right.
You would know his voice.
You better get a TO, baby!
Oh my God, they're the best!
Well, he got to call the game between Gonzaga and UCLA last night, and this is what he sounded like.
Las Vegas, for a game that I know you had circled for a long, long time, is just awesome. Great to see you.
Great being here, Dad. I didn't want to cry. I can't believe I'm sitting here. This is really a big thrill for me. I want to thank all you people. Sent me so many great messages. ESPN, Jimmy Pataro, all my buddies at ESPN. I want to thank certainly my family and all the fans. My, you've been unbelievable.
I watched this last night. It was on right after I was watching The Bachelorette. And there was two kids with Vitale jerseys, and they were like, he was like, get me both of their addresses. I'm sending them presents. And the announcer next to him was like, you guys might not believe him. I've seen him do this for the last 25 years. He's just such an amazing human being.
He's the nicest person.
We had a chance to meet him at Florida State years ago, and exactly what you're saying. Like, when you meet him, he remembers your name. So we met him once, and then when we showed up to meet him, so we interviewed him on the phone, and then he's like, oh, you should come down to my book signing. And we're like, no, it's fine. He's like, no, you need to come down. And we got down there, and he was like, oh, my God, Carson and Kennedy. And he was like hugging us.
Signed the book. Kennedy, you're a PTPer.
Yeah, just like the nicest guy. Thank you, Kennedy.
You bet.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
So we normally do this on Friday morning, but since we're going to be on tomorrow and Friday, call now, 617-931-1234. Call or text. We want to know what you are up to for the weekend. And obviously with the long Thanksgiving weekend, if you have any big plans, or maybe your plan is just to sit around and finally catch up on Squid Game. I don't know. Whatever you're doing this weekend, we want to hear about it. Big or small, 617-931-1234. Kennedy, how about you?
Well, tomorrow I'm still a game time decision.
Okay.
A few people have invited me to their homes when I feel very grateful and thankful for people like this on the planet.
Sure.
But it gives me humongous amounts of anxiety to go to somebody else's house.
Right.
Yeah. So, as I say, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Then I
know one of those is our boss, Sal.
It is. And everyone keeps asking, are you going? It's anxiety producing, and I don't like that, and I hate it, and I hate that I feel this way about it. I should just feel thankful, but my brain don't work that way.
Here's what I will say about his house. Have you been to his house before?
Yeah.
You can disappear in his house and not see people for a good 3 days.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do that.
I mean, you have to realize, like,
I think Elvis would love playing outside in the orchard, but
and
yeah.
All of the, you know, the 22-car garage and all the Rolls Royces like and Bentleys, you could do that. You'd be fine.
Okay. And then Friday I'm getting my booster shot.
Amazing.
That's awesome.
And I ordered a whole bunch of food for, like, myself because I didn't know what I was going to do, so I have a whole lot of food I can make that I ordered from East Boston Oysters and from Dinner at Mary's.
That's awesome.
A little essential oil there.
Yes.
And then on Saturday, we're going to go over to the nursing home Standish Village where Elvis and I go to hang out with the residents.
Right.
Amazing.
And then Sunday will be my day of rest.
Mm. Again, 617-931-1234 if you want to call or share what you're up to for Thanksgiving weekend. I'm heading right out of the show today. I have to be at Barrett School by 10:15. I am, for the first time, being a part of a field day.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so we're going to be out at the field at the high school. They're going to be doing, like, the 40-yard dash. They're going to be doing, Stop. Like, three-legged races, shuttle runs. Like,
you have to run on your field day?
No, I don't.
You got to get, you got to get the cardio up before you eat tomorrow.
All right, okay,
right.
Okay.
So we're going to be out there for I don't know how long we're going to be out there, but we're going to be out there for a couple of hours doing that. And then last minute, I have to make a run to the airport because we have a guest coming in town. My mother-in-law's closest friend, Miss Susan, has decided to fly up for Thanksgiving from Dothan, Alabama.
No way.
That's exciting.
Booked the flight yesterday.
Wow.
Booked the flight yesterday.
I can't believe there was a seat.
How much you think it cost to fly from Dothan, Alabama to Boston, Massachusetts?
It's either $1 million or it's $5. I don't think there's anything in between. Either she got really lucky with an empty seat,
right,
or she paid a whole lot of money.
Thanksgiving's always like $500, so.
Yeah, $500.
Yeah.
Which is
insane.
Well, actually, to fly to Dothan is nothing. I think Lana and I went, and we paid like $1,500 at some
point. Going to small
airports
is ridiculous.
Well, you know what she did was she's leaving in the middle of the week next week. She was able to stay until like Tuesday or Wednesday.
Smart.
And she got a ticket that's non-refundable. Mm-hmm. So that was
That'll
how she was able to keep the price down. So we're headed to the
That's
Cape.
That's exciting. She must be so excited.
Yeah, so we're picking her up today. Barrett gets out of school at 12:30.
You have like two real-life Golden Girls at your house.
No, I have Mimi at my house right now. She's asleep in my house. She came over last night with all the luggage. And then so when Barrett gets out of school, I'm picking him up at 12:40. I have to be at the airport at 12:45. I don't know how that's going to work.
That's not going to happen, but that's okay.
Because traffic or whatever.
Everyone and their mother's dropping somebody off.
And for Thanksgiving, Lana and I was thinking about this last night. There's only been 2 years over the past 20 that we haven't hosted. Mm-hmm. And that was the year Barrett was born because he was born right before Thanksgiving.
Right.
And then the year Lana was going through breast cancer treatment that we didn't host, that we just had a catered dinner. Mm-hmm. So this will be the third year. We're going to somebody else's house, which is just awesome. Like, we're taking stuff.
Right.
I'm going to deep fry the turkey.
I bet it's so exciting for Lana, though, to just be like,
I don't have to clean the kitchen.
And I can kick my feet up.
Leave the mess behind at somebody else's.
Yes. Yeah.
So we're just going to be down on the Cape all weekend. And like I said, we got Miss Susan coming in from Dothan. We'll be hanging out, sitting by the fire.
That's awesome.
Just doing that. From the 508, celebrating my dad's life today. He passed 8 years ago today. Sending balloons to heaven with my kids for him. Thanksgiving was his favorite holiday. From the 617, I'll be stuck working, unfortunately.
No, boo. I'm so sorry you have to work.
Boo.
Thank you for whatever it is you're doing. Yep. Thank you.
From the 978, I'm going to the Old Mill in Westminster for my turkey dinner. No cooking and no cleanup. Easy peasy.
Let's go.
I like that. How about you, Annie?
So my parents are hosting Thanksgiving tomorrow, which I'm so excited. I don't even really remember Thanksgiving last year because I feel like I think I went to my parents, but I just feel like it was like four of us. I don't know.
I feel like that was the case.
Because that was like peak COVID. We weren't vaccinated or anything yet, right? Okay. So, yeah. So my mom's hosting tomorrow. So it's going to be my sister and her husband, me, Rob, my brother, and his new girlfriend, which I'm so excited for. My auntie Cindy, my cousin David, his wife. My sister.
Rob's going to your house. You guys aren't splitting.
And then we're going Friday to his aunt and uncle.
Okay.
So they were nice enough to be like, we'll do it on Friday. No big deal. So,
wow.
So we're going to do... Quincy tomorrow is Cohasset.
Who doesn't hate two Thanksgivings?
I know.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, sure, I'll come down to Cohasset on Friday. I'll eat my body weight again. No problem whatsoever.
That's a smart move.
And I think I'm going to go out tonight. I was talking to Kennedy about this a couple weeks ago because obviously the night before Thanksgiving, Quincy is just utter chaos.
12-year-old.
It really is. And I think this will be my last year. I've petitioned with my friends to do a game night. I don't know if I really won them over. There's a band at the shanty, so I think we're going to do that. But it's only 7 to 10, so I'm going to be gone by 10:05 asleep.
You've changed. Old Annie would have been going out at 10.
I feel like that's your bar, though. Like, if you were going Fowler House or something, then I'd be like, you would get there in 5 minutes, you would turn around and leave.
Yeah, 100%.
Are you feeling a certain kind of way, though, in this shift of, you know, the Wednesday night going out and seeing all your friends who are back home from college and stuff like that?
Like, it's fun when you first get home, but honestly, the thought of fighting 100 people for a beer is so unappealing to me.
And all your friends are here now.
I see them all the time. I gotta go talk to you again. I talked to you yesterday. It's okay. We're good. We're all good, man.
From the 508, I'm going to the Festival of Trees in Easton for a little photo shoot and a hayride. On Sunday, I'm going to Gardens Aglow at the Heritage Museum. And tomorrow, I'm eating my delicious at Not Your Average Joe's Thanksgiving food.
Okay. I love that.
That's a pretty good
delicious
move. Producer Sam, what are you up to for Thanksgiving?
So tomorrow we are going down to the Cape for Brittany's parents' house. We're going to go have Thanksgiving there. We're all going to bring our virtual reality devices, have a virtual Thanksgiving.
Any time with each other. You'll all be on virtual devices.
Time with each other. They'll just be, you know, why not looking at each other? They'll be standing next to
each other. Oh my gosh, no.
I love it.
What are you going to do, Sims of each other at the dinner table?
And then on Saturday, we are going to Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yes.
Which I figure...
Dun, 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 dun.
Right after Thanksgiving's over, that's a good way to kick off the Christmas season.
Where's that going to be? Is that at the
Garden? They're in Worcester.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. At the DCU Center? Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a little bit of a drive on Saturday.
Have you seen them before?
I've never seen them,
Oh my God, it's a rock show, Dan. Like lasers, pyrotechnics, bass you can feel in your chest.
I know. I've seen some of it on YouTube. It's very... A lot of lights.
It is a rock show,
It's a lot like a Metallica show, except with Santa.
Which is even better.
Bunch of long-haired guys playing guitar.
A rock show for the family.
It is. Yes. It's so good.
So we're real excited about that.
It is surprisingly good.
From the 978, doing Thanksgiving first with my mom, then hitting my fiance's house, then going to bed really, really early because my fiance and I both get to work Black Friday morning in the mall.
No.
Oh, you guys.
We've done that many
times. We salute you.
We love you.
Be kind if you're going to the malls on Friday, people.
That is the one thing I don't miss about being virtual with our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys was being at the mall on Black Friday morning. We used to do that a lot. There were plenty of times where Kennedy and I would do the show from the mall from 6 to 10 a.m. We did many of those on Black Friday.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to talk about the Grammys, but y'all, we can't talk about it for 3 hours.
Okay.
Nominees for the 64th Annual Grammy Awards are out. Justin Bieber, Doja Cat, and Her nabbing 8 nods each. Billie Eilish and Olivia Rodrigo both getting 7. And the Late Show band leader, John Batiste, leading all of them with 11. Olivia was recognized in all 4 general field categories, Album of the Year, Record, and Song of the Year, and Best New Artist. She is the second youngest artist at 18 behind last year's winner, Billie Eilish, to be nominated in all 4 categories.
Justin and Billy will compete with Olivia for Album of the Year. Justin for Justice, Billy for Happier Than Ever. Also, Jon Batiste's We Are, Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett's Love for Sale, Taylor Swift's Evermore, her only nomination, which is surprising to me. Kanye West, Donda, Doja Cat's Planet, Hers, Back of My Mind, and Lil Nas X, Montero. Jay-Z, now the most nominated artist in Grammy history. He was nominated for 3 awards this year. That brings him up to 83. 83!
He's unbelievable.
Some snubs. Miley Cyrus.
Yep.
Drake missed out on any general field nominations, but he was recognized for best rap album. BTS, only one nod. Ariana Grande and Megan Thee Stallion were expected to get more Grammy love, but ended up with only one. And The Weeknd, who didn't submit any of his music because he's done with the Grammys, actually yep. earned 3 nominations because of collaborations he did with Kanye West and Doja Cat. Quite sure he won't show up. All right, your thoughts, go ahead.
They just miss the mark every time.
Let's just start with the Jon Batiste of it all. Okay. Jon Batiste is the band leader for...
one of the late nights.
Stephen Colbert.
Stephen Colbert, thank you very much. And he's a talented guy. I love jazz music. I listen
he's
to
it. He's under R&B.
I know, but it's kind of more of a jazz album to me. And he it's just not a great album. It's just not good.
Olivia Rodrigo does not deserve nominations in all 4.
And I agree with not all a great album. Too, but Jon Batiste getting 11. What?
And what? I love both Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett, and I love them together.
Yes.
But I feel like there was a whole lot of people just giving them a nomination to give them a nomination because so he's retiring to me. And well, dealing with Alzheimer's and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
The only thing that makes sense to me is Doja Cat. That album is great. She's great part of the cultural movement of this. Like mm-hmm. She is the only one that I was like, that makes sense. That everything that she got nominated for made sense to me.
And Driver's License should win for Olivia Rodrigo, but like her Paramore song, that's like she shouldn't get it for album. There's so many
to have to credit other people. Right. I don't think
you
should be.
If you look at like I looked up the nominations like proper and sure. You know Album of the Year, for example, like Justin Bieber's thing has probably a page worth of people.
Right, that's the way it is now too.
That made that album.
Yeah,
it's crazy
absolutely
to me. But
nope.
Dan, do you have thoughts?
Nah, I don't care about
that. I'm so invested in this, it's ridiculous that I am.
The 64th Annual Grammy Awards take place January 31st on CBS.
The best part of the Grammy, it's what is amazing to me quickly, Kennedy,
yep.
is that the performances at the Grammy Awards
yes.
are spectacular.
They're the best. 100%.
How is it that they can do that so well and continue to screw up the nominations
well,
and
I
the awards?
Well, I think we're in the process of them changing their committee
it.
Of people.
Yes.
Right. So it's going to be... You know, supply chain issues. More rumors continue to surface regarding what led to the breakup of Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes.
Please tell me.
Well, it looks like it was the quarantine. And here's what I'll say. You know, they quarantined together.
They did.
Taking their daily walks with empty coffee cups and dogs.
Getting the paparazzi shots, yes.
And then when things got back to normal and they started working again, they literally stopped seeing each other. So they went right. from living on top of each other mm-hmm. to not seeing each other ever again. And so that's what they're saying. They're back to a more quote-unquote normal life. They have careers that are taking them in different directions. Mm-hmm. And the romance just fizzled.
I wonder if there's going to be a name for that. You know, that pandemic moment in time in your relationship where you really went from just, you know, barely hanging out together to, oh, you're here? You might as well move in.
Oh, yeah. 2 months in quarantine dating was like 2 years.
Right.
Absolutely.
Quarantine dating.
Well, then when Camila's just like working on her album. She's probably going to start touring again.
Right,
I just think when you get back to the reality of that you're a celebrity and you're a huge pop star and you mm-hmm. aren't going to see each other, puts a strain on it. And the fact that they were never dating for the entire time.
And guys, the Jonas Brothers, the family roast is available yes. for you to watch on Netflix
yes.
instead of hanging with your family. And I'm going to play you Sophie Turner's roasting of her husband. Now,
so
I'm
good.
Not going to play you the punchline okay. because I can't.
It's dirty?
So dirty.
No.
She's a dirty girly.
And for our Jonas Brothers special,
Carson,
know the room.
I grabbed my pearls.
Know the room, Jonas Brothers.
The rings weren't a good idea.
Talking about pyramid
yes,
rings.
As a gesture that laughably toe-curlingly lame. But remember, this was about more than a gesture. This was about faith. This was about principle. This was about taking a stand and setting an example.
And then she went on to say something I can't say. So you're going to have to look it up.
I love
it.
I cannot.
You can't paint
the
picture?
I feel like if I just say one word, then I'll get phone calls and I don't want to do it. I just can't. I literally can't find a way around this to tell the joke without it being really
I thought this was going to be
inappropriate.
Like, like, why? Gee, I don't know.
No. It's just Sophie Turner is not appropriate.
But the Joe Bros, they're just like, they're not. ABC, they're Disney.
They're not. That's the whole thing. You're making fun of it. Nick Jonas made a TikTok the other day of him wearing the purity rings. He was like, yeah, that was a terrible idea, huh?
Terrible idea. So, in any event.
He was hooking up with Miley Cyrus the whole time. Big fat liar.
So, as I say, parents out there, if you watch it, you might not want to have a young person around you.
Well,
that's all I'm trying to
gonna
say.
Barrett's going to be so upset. He was really hoping to watch this.
Well, you can watch it, but you're going to have to explain some stuff.
I love it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys is happening right now. We'd love for you to make a donation. Here's a little bet I'd like to make with you. If you can make it through producer Dan's Trapsgiving without laughing, then you don't have to donate anything.
It seems fair.
That's a fair bet, right? You listen to the whole thing, you don't laugh once at the whole thing, then fine, you don't donate and you can move on with your life. Uh-huh. But I'm telling you, if you laugh at least once, you got to throw $10 our way. All right, so here it is. This happened a couple of years ago. It's a part of our producer Dan's weekly wrap-up. How many years has it been since you did this?
I think this will be the third annual.
Annual Trapsgiving, yeah.
Time's
and now, the weekly wrap-up with producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
What up, Boston?
What up, Dan? Hey,
it's your boy, producer Dan, a.k.a. Young Gobbles,
a.k.a.
Lil Gravy Boat.
Okay.
I ain't never bluffing about stuffing Kennedy. DJ, drop traps giving. Yo, it's traps giving. Let's go. Put them hands up. Put them hands up. Put them hands up. Put them hands up. Yo, it's Thanksgiving, so you know we got that stove hot. Grandma come in with that good stuff and no stove top and no roadblocks. Forget that work insanity. You just get to chill and see your extended family. And the man in me is happy and so peaceful. Start to think, wow, I really miss these people. Then it happens, no capping. See, let's all just take a look. First, your ma's complaining that nobody helps her cook, and she ain't lying, she trying. She alone up in that kitchen. Well, eight of us are watching the game. Now we don't pitch in, can't stand Becky, but you gotta fake the funk. And your Aunt Janice wants to talk Donald Trump. Get out my face, Janice. Couple drinks and she's wavy. I'm just trying to chill, so relax and pass the gravy. Don't try to play me, cause I don't need a reason now. Wait, what you mean that Rachel said that she's vegan now? Like, vegan? When that happened? Couple months, oh. Did she watch one of those slaughterhouse documentaries on Netflix? Because those will get you every time, I swear. Have you seen how they make McNuggets? It is disgusting. I mean, I saw House of 20 Piece, but it's a sight to see, for real. What? Do we have any vegan entrees? No, we don't have any vegan entrees. Because nobody was vegan 45 seconds ago, Carl Christ. This isn't really a day of conversation, don't you think, bud? Tofurky. How about no furky, Carl? Hell to the no furky. Listen, the beat's coming back. I gotta rap. We'll talk about it later. It's verse 2, what it do? Now we're pounding mad brews. Chrissy brought a boyfriend with the face tattoos. They've been dating 2 weeks. What's he even doing here? Don't sit that clown next to me. I'm gonna make that stupid clear. Starting to remember why you don't see all these faces. Then your grandpa Rick says something kinda racist. Damn, grandpa. Come on, man.
Anyways, my knee's cramping. This a little unstable, yo. I'm 30 plus. Why you have me at the kiddie table running down the hall? But that bathroom line is backed up. 8-6 plates and I'm bouncing with one wrapped up. Mountains of potatoes and that gravy ladle pours hot. Who you kidding, Janice? We all know that pie store bot. Your little nephew is just screaming he wants french fries while your Uncle Jeff comes back in with them red eyes. Blazer Jeff, he smells like pot, so don't hug him. This the only family you got. You know you love him. What? No, Rachel, I don't want to talk to you about turkey violence in America right now. Yes, I think it's great that you're vegan and I support you. I just want to support you in the other room where the football game is on. By the way, have you seen how they make McNuggets? That is wild, right? Happy Thanksgiving!
I swear, Dan, every time I hear it, I hear something I missed before. You know?
So good. It hits every time.
Every time.
Trapsgiving, Dan. Get it right. Trapsgiving. Nice job. So there you go. Again, if you didn't laugh at that, that's fine. Just move on with your life. But if you did, just chuckle a little. Please make a donation to our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. We would appreciate that very much. We're giving all the money to the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program. In fact, somebody texted in and asked a really good question. You know, with Hanukkah starting on Sunday, what about Jewish kids? Do they have to wait until Christmas? That's not the way Toys for Tots works. It's any organization that wants to get toys from the Toys for Tots program. They submit throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And then when they want the toys to come, the Toys for Tots program takes it to those organizations, mm-hmm. and then the organizations distribute it out mm-hmm. to the kids who need it. So
yep.
whether it's kids that are Jewish or kids in this neighborhood or that neighborhood, that's kind of how it works.
Mm-hmm.
The organization,
they do it all,
yeah. The organizations, the local organizations yeah. work with the Toys for Tots program. Toys for Tots doesn't give out the
Correct.
Toys directly to
yes.
kids. So if you had a question like that about whether, you know, kids like yeah. Jewish kids at Hanukkah, that's how that would work. So again, if you want to make a donation, please go to mix1041.com. Mix1041.com. You can pick a toy there for as little as like $10, and it's our goal to collect $100,000, which will allow us to buy 10,000 toys for their program.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup, gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy,
yeah. Dirty is a service of the Massachusetts Health Connector. So Britney Spears appeared to announce yesterday that she will be appearing on The Weeknd's new series. She said, "I just shot a movie titled The Idol. It's guaranteed to have hits and a lot of bright picks to put in. My beautiful family's faces," which I'm assuming means I'm rubbing it in your face that I'm doing well and you're not.
I think so too.
So this came a day after Variety reported that a 6-episode drama series called The Idol, starring The Weeknd, had been commissioned by HBO, and it's going to star the cast that was announced.
Yep.
Was Johnny Depp's daughter Lily Rose Depp, Elizabeth Berkley from Saved by the Bell and the best movie of all time, Showgirls, and Anne Heche, but no mention of Miss Britney Spears. And one
right.
thinks that if it was mentioned by Britney Spears, that like that would be news.
Do you think this is why the Weeknd was hanging out with
Angelina Jolie
to help?
There was a lot of conversation that might be what he was doing. You know, getting some advice or whatever.
Right.
I think this is what I'm going to say. Reckless speculation about the Britney Spears part of it. Mm-hmm. This is her just trying to be funny, and tap into a pop culture story that she has nothing to do with this documentary.
I don't know. It's not a documentary. It's a series.
It's
called The Idol. Yeah.
I just think it's her trying to tap into pop culture and be funny, and it just missed. That's what I think.
I don't know. It's weird. I kept reading the caption, and I was like, am I missing something?
You know, you're just...
Because, I dove a little bit deeper. I tried to see if, there was any other things
right.
out there, and I really couldn't find anything. So, I don't know. But
as somebody who's told
watch.
A lot of jokes that missed,
it's just
a joke that missed.
This is it.
And also, TMZ says that her mom, Lynn, arrived in Los Angeles this week for a Thanksgiving celebration with her son, Brian, and she's going to give it another shot to try and see Britney. I wish you luck, Lynn.
Yeah, I wish you
all the luck in the world. Bye-bye. Olivia Jade and her sister, Bella, appeared on the latest episode of Conversations with Olivia Jade. Apparently, that's the thing.
It is.
And the sisters defended their mother, Lori, in the wake of the infamous college admission scandal.
I think... For me, even though I also was getting dragged negatively, it like didn't nearly affect me as much as like seeing mom getting, first of all, having all this thrown on her. And I think that we can talk about this. I think I want to talk about this, that she really took this whole thing and on her back and solely, you know, like there are a lot of people that were in this case and mm-hmm. a lot of other parents, and I do not know one other person's name.
Well, that's because you're famous and you paid more than anybody else.
Yeah. Your mom shook it on her back because it was her fault.
She really did it.
I miss Olivia Jade. I'd love to see some more of her makeup tutorials. I miss those.
I just don't understand. I really don't. If just be quiet for a while.
She did the crime. Okay. She did the time. Yeah. So I suppose that, you know. Okay,
that's,
sure.
Yeah,
you did what you had to do.
Yeah, but taking shots at other people that
right.
I don't even know their names. Like, really?
There was a lot of other people in this case, and I'm just not sure why anyone's only talking about us because you're famous. Can't.
And
show me how to do a winged eyeliner and be quiet.
And the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, of course, it will be tomorrow. And I have some of the people who will be there that you might be able to get to perform or lip sync, really, is what they do. But God yes. bless them. Carrie Underwood, Jimmy Allen.
Yeah.
Cool.
Multi Grammy Award nominee John Batiste. Kristen Chenoweth, Darren Criss, Jordan Fisher, Foreigner.
Oh,
and what? Andy Grammer. We'll also see Mickey Guyton, Chris Lane, the cast of Sesame Street, Kelly Rowland, Rob Thomas.
It's a good lineup.
And the Broadway that's going to be there this year is going to be the cast of Six, the cast of Moulin Rouge, and Wicked.
That's amazing.
So if you get up a little early, you get to see those parts, and then you don't have to watch the parade.
I'll watch it on YouTube later.
Wait, did you say Foreigner?
I said Foreigner, Carson. I've been waiting for a girl like you. I am also cold as ice.
I can't.
You're winning.
Annie, the old needs a win, too.
You do. Oh. You really do.
Annie, are you kidding? To sacrifice oh.
Wow, I am back in my mom's minivan.
Oh, here we go. Annie, I am hot-blooded.
WLSAM on my little radio in my room. All right, guys, coming up at 8:30, we're going to talk about the Grammy nominations and the real reason. Oh, did this one in my high school talent show, Annie. I was in a band.
I was the roar of the crowd.
And the real reason that Sean and Camila broke up. How do we have so many Foreigner songs in our
life? Because I am a rock star.
And the hits just keep coming.
You just want me to keep going? I could do this.
I could do this all day, but I imagine other people would be like, could you stop? Please, thank you.
I have to go get a snack.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. It is hot garbage when it comes to television. It is The Bachelorette, and I can attest to it being hot garbage because I had to pay way too close attention last week when you weren't here.
Welcome to the pain.
Thank you for coming back. Seriously, I'm not doing that ever again.
Annie's obsessed. She gets the traffic right. Annie's obsessed. Don't call her Monday night. The president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know,
now you know.
Don't get her started on Supermarket Joe.
It's Thanksgiving.
Annie's obsessed. Bachelorette edition.
In this week of thanks, I would like to take a minute to thank a couple of important people. I would like to thank Batchy Producers for countless hours of mind-numbing content. I would like to thank you, Carson, for filling in last week. Welcome to hell. And to my therapist for reminding me that this is just a reality television show and I need to focus on my own problems. But that's too much to tackle, so let's break down the importance. We're down to the Elite Eight of Michelle's men. We're still in Michelle's hometown of Minneapolis, where Michelle is a fourth grade teacher. About damn time we get terrifying 10-year-olds to interrogate these men. Four Michelle students roll deep and find out who's perfect for Miss Young and who needs to get steppin'.
Okay, I have some questions. We're trying to find out who the bad guys are and who the good guys are. To be a husband, I'm pretty sure all you have to do is be kind to your wife, be nice, and be patient.
Great advice. Mm-hmm. They picked out the one they definitely did not like.
I don't really like Martin.
There's this huge telescope, and she pointed it at two stars.
I don't know. Like, I don't know how to explain it. He's trying to show off.
And I looked at her, and I was like, well, I don't see anything. And she said, that's our star.
I don't know if he's the right one for Michelle. And he wears too much cologne.
And the one that stole their heart.
Clayton has big muscles. He'd be really good at carrying the groceries, and he had really good fort building abilities. Probably the best fort I've ever seen.
Clayton's muscles and that fort building ability won the students over, and he got the one-on-one. The one-on-one was unreal. They got to be in a museum alone at night. Hello, Ben Stiller. This is truly a dream date. Everything seemed to be going great for me at home, but Michelle disagreed.
You completely checked every single box of all of the qualities that I'm looking for in somebody. But I know that giving out this rose means I'm ready to meet your family. And I don't feel that I'm able to get there with you in time.
Bro. The students were beside themselves that Big Daddy Clayton got sent home, and they left him with letters saying, like, we hope we're invited to your wedding someday. This was an all-time edit by Batchy producers. Let me tell you why. Clayton got barely any TV time this season, but we all see him as, like, Mr. Rogers now, and that's just because he's allegedly the next Bachelor.
Oh!
Well done. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba! Moving on to the group date. The extent of my knowledge about Minneapolis is that Prince lived there or something. But did you know there are farms?
Yeah.
The boys got their hands dirty milking some cows and churning some butter.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bessie. Oh my gosh, Bessie. Oh, wow.
What?
Oh my goodness. Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Oh my God. Bessie, you okay? You okay? No, we can't lose the milk.
We're good, baby, we're good.
We're good, baby. During the nighttime portion of the date, Nate let Michelle know he was falling for her. So while Nate is wooing our girly, Martin was getting himself into a bit of hot water.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that have made me question, you know, what she really stands for, I guess. Obviously, Michelle's gone through some childhood trauma. For her, it's something that's, like, deep inside her that maybe she hasn't worked past. And I think that's immature.
I'm sorry?
When Michelle called him out, Martin blatantly lied and kept cutting Michelle off mid-sentence.
I think what's difficult is...
Because for me, it's not even like...
Okay.
No, it's just like a respect thing. I respect you.
I thought you did as well. You have not listened to why I'm hurting. And my red flags are up, my walls are up, and I have to follow the fact that I don't trust you right now. And so I have to walk you out.
Bye.
Psst, Martin. Remember when you got bodied by a fourth grader for wearing too much Axe body spray? Time out.
You better never show your face around Quincy.
Okay.
Hear
okay.
me?
Okay, come on.
Last but certainly not least, we have a one-on-one with Brandon. Brandon's been another silent assassin, slowly winning Michelle's heart. Michelle surprised Brandon by bringing her to her childhood home. But don't worry, her parents weren't home. It's the beginning of a very bad high school movie. And while they're making out in the hot tub, gasp! Michelle's parents come home.
Yeah. Mom?
Yeah. Oh, hello.
Hi there.
Oh, that's awkward. It's like, hello. I'm just like, yep, that was me? Her? No. That wasn't. Yeah, me kissing? No.
So after they put some real people clothes on, Michelle's parents put Brandon in the hot seat, and he was honestly crushing the answers. Michelle's mom was eating him up. And then Brandon asked to speak to Michelle's parents in private and said this.
So I feel so deeply for your daughter, and she absolutely means the entire world to me. Mm-hmm. And I want to have the happiest marriage with her and have that last forever. But I'm an old soul, and I will not marry your daughter unless I have your guys' blessing. So I was wondering, you know, later in time, if I'm still here, if you guys will allow me to be with your daughter.
Brandon, babe, you don't even know if she's going to keep you and you're already asking for their blessing? I mean, you do miss 100% of the shots you don't take, so I don't hate it. Brandon got the rose. He's going to get his heart absolutely annihilated, but that'll be in a couple weeks. We ended the night with a rose ceremony.
What'd I miss? Did all the big boys get their rosies?
Not exactly, DJ Robin. Thank you for that. Nate and Brandon already had their roses, and they're going straight to hometowns. Two roses left and four guys. Michelle kept my sweet baby basketball angel Joe and Rodney. Olu and Rick were devastated, at least until their planes land and they get back to their lives and stop caring. Up next week, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Hometowns, baby.
It brings tears to my eyes that he could be heartbroken.
it turned into this whole family dynamic.
He's never been in a relationship.
Do you think you're ready to propose?
It's a red flag. Do you feel like he could be ready for an engagement?
He's not there yet. I don't want him to hurt himself or you.
It's so good every time. I can't wait.
Penny's obsessed. She gets the traffic right. Penny's obsessed. Don't call her Monday night. The president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know,
now you know.
Don't get her started on Supermarket Joe. Penny's obsessed. Bachelorette edition.
What'd I miss? Did all the big boys get their rosies?
You really make me like the show. I mean, not enough to watch it, but...
Next week, I will be videotaping Rob trying to watch it with me. It is an all-time experience.
Can you just do Facebook Live or something? It's, so it's unbelievable. Watch?
He was writing back and forth in between rooms. He's like, just tell me when it's a commercial break.
Was he trying to watch Duke basketball on his phone?
Not this time. Thankfully, he didn't have to have the laptop set up with the headphones, but it was pretty similar.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.